All of us have heard the story about how the tortoise beat the rabbit in a race. The combination of the rabbit's carelessness and the tortoise's perseverance resulted in the tortoise's victory. It is the same way in life. When one wants to reach a goal, the process is not always easy. Sometimes it takes hard work and long hours to reach that goal. But if a person perseveres through hardship, most of the time the outcome will be very satisfying. Perseverance is also one of the traits that many biblical apostles encouraged the early Christians to have. One of the simplest displays of perseverance is long-distance running, such as running a marathon. Besides great physical fitness, the runner also needs to have the willingness and determination to finish the race. This mental aspect is especially important. Even though a person has the capability to run a race, if he or she cannot endure the pain and exhaustion, more than likely the runner will either quit the race or start walking instead of running. In the Bible, the Apostle James, the brother of Jesus, also compared a Christian's life with a race. In Hebrews 12:1-3, it says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sins that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endures such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Jesus, the Son of God, belittled himself from the status of God and came down into the world as a mortal man. In order to redeem men from their sins, Jesus Christ died on a cross, suffering pain, jeers, and all kinds of oppression. But Jesus, despite all these, for our sake, endured through all of these in order to atone for men's sins. Just as it is said in Philippians 2:5-11, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and in every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." On the third day after his death, Jesus came back to life to show that he is above the power of death. Because of what Jesus did, Christians ought to also follow Christ's example in the face of persecution. Regardless of what others might say or do, a Christian should always look towards God and persevere through tough times for the sake of Christ and to store treasure in heaven. If a person perseveres through persecution and hardship, the Bible promises that good will result. In Romans 5:3-6, it says, "Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." It is known that hard times train up a person's character. He might see life in a different angle, or he might discover newfound respect for certain things. The mentality of those trained by perseverance is also amazing. Knowing that whatever they are striving for is possible, people with perseverance never give up. They understand that a job half done is a job not done at all. Also, as a Christian, one needs to persevere through the oppression of this world. The world hates Christians, but God allowed persecution so that one can learn perseverance. Through perseverance and understanding that all things work for the good of those who love God, the hope of Christ's glorious return is preserved. And one can know that this hope will not fail us, because God has already given us proof through the Holy Spirit. As a closing thought, Christ endured the shame of the cross, and in turn gave all who believe a new life. Dear listeners, if you have not believed in the Lord Jesus, why not do it now? The hope of eternal life that the Christians have can be yours. And the Bible clearly promises that this hope will not disappoint all who believe. Let us close with a word of prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for all the blessings you have freely given us, even though we do not deserve a single bit of it. And above all, I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and that he died on the cross for the sins of everyone. I pray that through my topic of perseverance, your name will be glorified. And I pray in Christ Jesus' name, amen.